When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday night to you. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is coming to you live from New York City. And we got a busy night. We have already had a busy day. We're going to have a busy next bunch of days. Here's the deal. First of all, the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat, they are battling it out right now. The Knicks are trying to hold on and force a game six, and it looks like the Knicks will. Right now, about 33 seconds left in the game, New York leads 109-103. The Knicks look like they will avoid elimination. If we have to go out west, there's another team that's going to be looking to avoid elimination. That happens to be the Golden State Warriors. Los Angeles Lakers are trying to knock them out of the playoffs tonight. Let's see what Steph Curry can do in the fight back there. The NFL, somehow, some way, the NFL is always in the news. The NFL decided to start leaking out parts of the schedule. We're going to have the full NFL schedule that gets released tomorrow, and most certainly we will share that with you. But we even found out some of the games that will take place later on this year. We got a Black Friday game with the Jets. We have three games in London. We have two games in Germany. We even got a nice little New Year's Eve match featuring the Chiefs. Bob Huggins, we found out that this man has been punished, or has he been punished for his homophobic comments. We'll talk about that. And then it's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. It's something that I started on YouTube back in 2009, and here we are in 2023. Yeah, a new top six list. And tonight, you know, in honor of the NFL start or the schedule release, I'm going to tell you some of the biggest moves. I'm going to give you the top six moves that have taken place this NFL season, this offseason, I should say. It doesn't seem like the NFL has an offseason because every day they are feeding something different. Look, if you want to talk to me here while I'm on air, there's a simple way to do it. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Shep, how are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing well, JR. Thank you for asking. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Waiting on this New York Knicks game to end. Right now, the score is 109-103. We talked about this a few nights ago. Miami going into this game tonight, they lead the series 3-1. It looks like the New York Knicks are going to be able to pick up an additional victory. And at least for the time being, I assume that people will give head coach Tom Thibodeau a break. I don't know if he's going to receive it, but maybe, just maybe, he will get one. Started coaching the Knicks basically in the pandemic. People are always on his back. If you look up and down the Knicks roster, are some inconsistencies there. Congratulations, by the way, to Julius Randle being named an All-NBA player. He ended up on the third team All-NBA. And he didn't start off this game all that hot, but he certainly went on the stretch at one point where he went 5 for 5 from the field, and the New York Knicks were able to extend this lead by 19 points. And slowly but surely, Miami tried to chip away. But Thibodeau won't get any credit. The New York Knicks could come back from a 3-1 series deficit, and Tibbs still won't get credit. It's a hard knock life coaching in the NBA. We know this already. You don't have to look any further. Look, Thibodeau is 65 years old. He has been in the NBA somehow, some way, as a coach since 1989. He was a head coach, a lot of success with the Bulls, coaching Jimmy Butler. He was the head coach with the Timberwolves. It seems like those young guys hated his guts. And he's had success here with these New York Knicks. He's 65. You know, last night we did a lot of talking about Boston Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla. He's about 30 years younger than Thibodeau. He's 34 years old. He joined the Celtics as an assistant back in 2019. And after the Celtics lost last night, Mazzulla is just getting destroyed. And we have a final here. The New York Knicks, they hold on to play another day. The Knicks beat the Miami Heat. The final score, 112-103. Julius Randle immediately goes courtside, kisses wife, kisses little boy. And Julius Randle, he had a game here to hold on. The Knicks win 112-103. They force a game 6 that will take place on Friday. Julius Randle finishing tonight with 24 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 of 7 from downtown. And then Jalen Brunson played every single minute, every single second of this game. 38 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Yeah, this is a tired man. And at one point in time, Jalen Brunson even had he's limping off a little bit. We know he already has an ankle injury. John Starks of the New York Knicks greets him and has some positive words for him. It's like Jalen Brunson wants him to leave me alone so I can go take a shower in the back. Somebody else who played all 48 minutes tonight for the New York Knicks, Quentin Grimes, 8 points, knocked down 2 threes, also had a big steal of Jimmy Butler late in the game. And the Knicks, unfortunately, they didn't get production off of the bench. Only, 8 points for the Knicks off the bench. And, hey, in an elimination game, you're going to want your starters to show up. And that's what the Knicks starters did. R.J. Barrett with 26 points. Mitchell Robinson finished with 8 points, 11 rebounds. Miami Heat tried to foul him late and get him going. And then for the Miami Heat, this is about the defense here. Jimmy Butler, 19 points. Bam Adebayo, 18 and 8 rebounds. Max Strus with 14. Duncan Robinson, 17 points, 5 of 10 from deep. But this is all about the New York Knicks. They started off the game slow. They got busy in the second half. They extended the lead to 19. The Heat clawed back, and the Knicks just started nailing bombs. Take a listen to this. Jalen Brunson knocking down a 3 in the fourth quarter, extending the lead 95-88.
Knicks ball, half court right. Brunson off high screen, deep 3, nails it. Gutsy, what a shot. Brunson with 35, Knicks by 7.
Mitchell Robinson, we know he can't shoot for squat, but if there's anything that he can do, it's dunk near the basket. And that's exactly what Mitchell Robinson did to put the Knicks up 97-91.
Pitching in for Miami. Barrett up top off the screen, spinning in the lane. To Robinson, the cut and the stuff. And Barrett with the slip behind his man. What a finish. Knicks by 6, 97-91. Timeout Miami with under 6 to go.
And Knicks kept on pushing. I just told you, Mitchell Robinson, he cannot shoot the basketball to save his damn life. But somebody who can? Isaiah Hartenstein, the other center for the New York Knicks. He can shoot, but he got in on the action as well. putting down a slam dunk. Listen to this.
Randle, 8 to shoot, in the corner, couldn't get free. Bounce to Barrett, 4 to shoot, Barrett up top. 2 to shoot, Barrett drives, 1 to shoot, the runner, no, slam follow! Isaiah Hartenstein, Knicks by 4 with 2:08 left.
105 to 101 at that point. After that, Isaiah Hartenstein, slam dunk. The New York Knicks would ultimately win the game, as I mentioned, 112 to 103, forcing a game 6. The New York Knicks, they live to see another day. I told you about Brunson. Played every minute, every second, all 48 of this game. 38 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 4 of 10 from deep, 12 of 22 from the field. And right after the game, Jalen Brunson went over to Jared Greenberg of TNT, and this is what he had to say about the W.
Jalen, who wanted this game more?
First of all, you got to give him the credit. I mean, that's a hard team to play, but we just came out to fight. And we didn't get discouraged with a 10-point deficit in the first quarter, and we just kept fighting.
You said everything needed to change. Does that include knowing that you'd have to play all 48 tonight?
I guess so. It is what it is at this point.
Jalen, good luck in Miami to keep your season alive one more day.
Thank you.
You got to do what you got to do. So Brunson went out there, played all 48 minutes, and the New York Knicks will go back to Miami and try to delay another elimination. The New York Knicks will go to Miami, and they're going to try to force a game 7. The Knicks, as I told you, in the third, they led by 19 points. The Miami Heat early on led by 10. It didn't look like the New York Knicks had any life to them, and it appeared that they were going to get smashed and wiped out at home. But the shots were not falling for Miami tonight. 42% from the field, only 30% from downtown. It was like Duncan Robinson with his 5 threes was the only one knocking down the shots. And the New York Knicks, ultimately, they held on, they won, and they force a game 7. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark.
What's going on, JR? I don't think I'm being, dramatic when I'm saying Grimes locking up Jimmy on one leg is a top 10 Knicks play in my lifetime. I mean, that's
oh, okay. If you think Quentin Grimes and the steal on Jimmy Butler with a busted knee is a top Knicks play of your lifetime, I don't know how old you are, but that sucks.
I'm 34, but no, I'm just saying, like, he's playing very good D. And, I mean, Randle played D tonight. The one thing, if the Knicks know how to rebound, it's a completely different series. I mean, we have the size to match Miami. The only problem with me, if you're watching the games, JR, they missed 41 free throws in 5 games already. I mean, that's insane. Tonight they missed over 10, I think it was.
They missed 11, 29 of 40, yes.
They need to know how to shoot these free throws because a couple of games ago they were down by 5 points. They missed 6 free throws. Like, it's those little things that, like, get you over the hump, you know what I mean? But
I think it's a little too late in the game and in the season for that. But yes, free throws certainly factor into a game. We saw the Miami Heat forcing Mitchell Robinson to the free throw line, hoping that he would miss so they could stop the clock and regain possession. And so yes, I agree with you. The New York Knicks, they certainly were able to walk away with a W tonight. A couple of things that they're not gonna fix. In, like, one game, nothing. The most that the New York Knicks can do is make smart decisions and play hard. I love how Mark just referenced, oh, man, we got to go get rebounds. This is Julius Randle a couple of nights ago just talking about how, oh, man, I guess the Miami Heat wanted it more. The Miami Heat played harder than us. Could he say the same thing tonight? He can't. Because the New York Knicks were able to battle back after a deficit and still walk away with a win. And so it's real nice. It's real convenient. It would be real, real ideal if the Knicks woke up and Mitchell Robinson can knock down a free throw. It'd be nice if Mitchell Robinson could knock down a jumper. It's not who he is. You know, RJ Barrett has played well. We can't change any of the injuries. The New York Knicks, despite the injuries, it played out of their minds tonight. Randle, 24 after a poor start. Brunson every minute, 38 points. R.J. Barrett, 38 minutes, 26 points. And Quentin Grimes, you mentioned it. Even late in the game, he banged knees with Butler, and he comes up with a steal after he gets up. Quentin Grimes had 8 points and played, or had a pivotal play in the game to help shut the door on the Miami Heat. Now, we had a caller last night. He was very clear. He wanted to tell all of us that the Miami Heat, he's not worried about the Heat in the East. He's not worried about the New York Knicks. He's not worried about the Miami Heat taking on the Sixers or the Celtics. And I told him, relax. Slow down. Let the Miami Heat get past the Knicks, whenever that may be, before you even have a conversation with me about the NBA Finals. And so the New York Knicks live to see another day, with Miami now leading the series 3-2. The New York Knicks are alive. They have not been eliminated. And they got another game. Season's not done. Job's not done, in the words of Kobe Bryant. They get on a plane, they go to Miami, and let's see if they can force a Game 7 back in Madison Square Garden. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, when we come back from break, I had mentioned to you the Boston Celtics. I mentioned to you briefly as well, Coach Thibodeau. Is he going to get love? Is he going to get respect? Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics, their backs are up against the wall. And we've also had quite a few coaching rumors that have come down the pipe today. One involves a Golden State Warriors assistant. Another one involves a guy on television. I'm going to update you on that. The Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, they just got underway in San Francisco. I told you we are going to get into the NFL schedule. A few games on the docket have already been released. And then I'm going to give you a top six list. The top moves that have taken place in the NFL this offseason right before we get the full NFL schedule release. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk some of these potential coaching hires on the other side of the break. Don't move, because we're just getting started.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, they are already underway in San Francisco. The Warriors off to a hot start so far, leading 17-5. 5 minutes have pretty much gone by in the game already, and it feels like every Warrior has hit a three so far. And Draymond has a three, and Wiggins has a three, and Curry has a three, and Gary Payton's son has a three. And Draymond is leading the way so far with 8 points. Anthony Davis has all five for the Los Angeles Lakers. And we'll keep you up to date with this game, obviously, as it continues on. Golden State trying to stay alive and extend their own season. The Lakers trying to just completely push them out of the playoffs. And you knew this already, but the Golden State Warriors are your defending champs. So definitely trying to pick up another one and add to their legacy. The Lakers just trying to go out there and add to their storied history in a totally different way. Speaking of the Warriors, we know Steve Kerr is their head coach. And they have an assistant coach on their staff by the name of Kenny Atkinson. You have probably heard the name Kenny Atkinson as it relates to the Brooklyn Nets, because he was the head coach for the Brooklyn Nets for about 3 years. He had to go through the entire transition of the Caris LeVerts and the Jared Allens and the Brooklyn Nets actually building up a decent basketball team for everything to be blown to shreds the minute that Kevin Durant and then also Kyrie Irving came in. And they liked him, and then they didn't like him, and then he got the boot. He was a sideline dude with the Clippers as an assistant. And then he almost took the job with the Hornets, and I guess he found out that Michael Jordan was cheap. He said, no, thank you. And so he has spent this season, as of right now, this minute, he's on the sidelines with the Golden State Warriors. And so we know that there is one job open in the NBA that is probably most attractive, and that happens to be the Milwaukee Bucks, because they got rid of Coach Budenholzer after they were eliminated by the Miami Heat. And so the Milwaukee Bucks have a – well, excuse me, I'm all over the place. The Golden State Warriors have allowed the Milwaukee Bucks to talk to Kenny Atkinson, and he's now a candidate for head coach. And anyone that you have ever spoken to or heard of in the NBA, they have talked glowingly about Kenny Atkinson, the work that he did in Brooklyn, the work that he was doing before the superstars arrived. And I would not be shocked if Kenny Atkinson got that job out in Milwaukee. And Coach Budenholzer, I shared with you yesterday, he had his whole goodbye, his whole entire farewell. And I expressed to you how difficult it is to coach in the NBA, because there's no love. I mean, if you win, it's because of the players. If you lose, it's your fault, because the players make so much money. You can't just fire, I don't know, you're not going to fire Giannis because of a back injury, right? You're not going to fire Anthony Davis. You're just going to get rid of the coach. It's the easiest thing to do. You know, at least Coach Budenholzer, on his way out the door, he talked glowingly, not just about the Heat, who whooped that ass, and Jimmy Butler, but he said he loved his guys. So if Kenny Atkinson gets the job, well, I guess he's going to love Giannis. We don't know if Brook Lopez is going to be there. We don't know if Middleton will return. But this is what Budenholzer had to say on his way out the door.
Credit to Butler. He played at a high level, really all five games, and threw some different guys at him tonight. I love our guys. I love their effort. They left it all out there, and Butler was very, very good tonight and every night.
Well, at least Coach Budenholzer now has time to rest his voice. It certainly needs the rest. Someone who I think needs more than rest, Kenny Atkinson, sooner than later, he's going to get a job in the NBA as a coach. I don't know how much longer Joe Mazzulla is going to hold on to his job. We know the 76ers are on the brink of eliminating the Boston Celtics, and after the loss last night, Joe Mazzulla was just, he seemed pretty relaxed, as he should be. But he also seemed kind of blank in his response, telling the media last night that, it wasn't our intention, or we had good intentions. It's like, yeah, sure, you guys had good intentions. I don't think y'all went out there to blow the game. And so Joe Mazzulla, he might be a coach on the way out. Take a listen to this crap from last night.
First game of the playoffs that we didn't play well, in my opinion. And so we can't lose our perspective of we played really good basketball, and that was our first really, really bad game of the playoffs. And so it doesn't come at necessarily the best time, but we just have to shift our perspective and get ready for the next game.
Joe, you call it a really, really bad game. What do you think in particular led you to describe it as that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean bad. I thought our intentions were good. I thought we tried to play hard. I thought we tried to play the right way, especially on the offensive end. I thought we got a lot of good looks early that didn't fall, and theirs did. And then I think when you're in that situation, you're just trying to win it back. And so, like I said, it's the first time that we just didn't play well. And we just got to regroup and get ready for the next game.
Yeah, loser mentality. I'm sorry. I mean, that's true. That should never come out of his mouth. Oh, man, our intentions were good. Nobody wants to hear that. Good on Joe Mazzulla. Young coach, 34 years old, had to take the job the day before, kept the Celtics afloat. And if the Celtics went back to the finals, Joe Mazzulla would get a pat on the back. But then everybody would say that, hey, this is the team that you went out there and inherited from Ime Udoka. And so head coaches, I don't care if you are Kenny Atkinson, maybe the future head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, or whether you are Joe Mazzulla or Coach Thibodeau with the New York Knicks after the victory tonight. Coaches don't win. They always lose. You get hired, you get fired. At least, either way, you get a check. I guess that's looking on the bright side for all of these coaches, especially in the NBA where the players have so much power. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is here from Baltimore, Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me, bud.
Sure.
Man, I can't stop talking about them O's, baby. Taking 2 of 3 from the Rays, the top team in Major League Baseball. What's going on here, Cat? Tell me.
I mean, well, they are your home team. We see the Orioles have a bunch of young players. Rushman is there. They beat the Rays. They are one of the top teams in the game. I say enjoy it, man. You as Oriole fans, or you and Oriole fans, have suffered long enough. Let's see if they can continue this throughout the course of the season, because it's still May.
Well, no, I get that, and I want to say this. We have been getting our teeth kicked in for a decade, right? So we're enjoying it. Mike Elias is doing a great job with the recruiting. Our farm system's number one in the league. I mean, we got pitchers coming up. Grayson Rodriguez is in there. I hope Dino Hall comes up there soon because, you know, he was hurt for a little while. But, man, these cats are putting in the work. And I just want to say I love them O's, and I hope the rest of the league is taking notice, because we just knocked off the top team in the entire Major League Baseball in the first series we played them. So go O's, baby. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Dave, for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, the American League East is ridiculously competitive right now. It's no longer here are the New York Yankees, here are the Red Sox, and then maybe potentially somebody else. It's like the script has been flipped in the AL East. Typically, you would have the Rays and the Orioles at the bottom. The Blue Jays would be somewhere in the middle. And then the Yankees and the Red Sox would be running around just bludgeoning everybody. You know, as of tonight, even with the Yankees on a little bit of a run right now, the Yankees are last in the American League East, and everybody is above them. And that was my point. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fact that the Baltimore Orioles are still competitive right now, or at least competitive, because as you mentioned, they have been a doormat. And it's still early. The season is full of peaks and valleys. Are the Rays going to continue on the type of stretch that they've been on or started the season? No, probably not. But let's see what they do. It's a good time to be an Orioles fan. Go ahead and enjoy it while it's here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ashano, calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, JR, how you doing, man? Long-time listener, listen to you pretty much every night. Haven't called in a while, just been like mad, busy doing stuff. But anyway, just got to talk really quickly about my New York Knicks. Man, they showed so much grit tonight. I was really, really happy. Don't know how the series is going to go. Of course, everybody thinks Miami's going to win it. It's not possible. It's not highly probable that the Knicks are going to win. But right. If we win game 6... don't be surprised. But like I said, I'm very, very happy with how they played. They showed the true grit of New York. And this is for all the naysayers out there. Never underestimate what they're going to be able to do. They play great defense. I'm just really proud, man. You know, what can I say?
You should be proud of the New York Knicks. I mean, they could have laid down and got blown out tonight. They did not. They came back and ultimately took a 19-point lead. And then they held off a charge by Miami late in the game. Now, listening to everything that you just said, here's my question to you. Do you think the Knicks are going to win this series?
You know what? I will say that...
Wait. In the interest of time here, in verbal thinking and verbally thinking out loud, if you had to put everything that you own down on who will win this series, don't give me the explanation. Tell me the team first. Would it be Miami or would it be the Knicks?
Honestly, I have to say Miami, the way it's set up for them, you know, because they're at home next game. The rally cry is always Knicks in six, but it had to be Knicks in seven. That's all I got to say, JR. Want to take it off the air. Appreciate y'all, man. You got the greatest show in the world. Shep, you're solid too, man. I listen to you because I drive a lot at night up for Lyft. So I'm out. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashano, for calling from Charlotte. We appreciate you, man. And I also appreciate him being honest and telling the truth. As people so many times, just give me your opinion. Is it black? Is it white? Is it purple? Is it pink? Is it up? Is it down? And a lot of times people come back with answers like, oh, well, JR. No, just give me the answer. And thank you for being a reasonable Knicks fan. Yeah, the Knicks can win the series. And we talked about this a couple of nights ago between the three of us, myself, Shep, and Marco. Hey, Marco, you had it at 0%, right?
Yes, I did.
Still zero?
Fine. I'll do the Shep. I'll put the feather in the door and give them 5%. No, I still don't think they win the series, though. Great win. Don't think they win the series.
Yes, great win. I agree with you. Shep had it at half a percentage point. Shep, still half a percentage point?
I'm going to put a shoe in the door, and I'll say it goes from 0.5%, Marco Belletti's 0.5%, to 1%.
Okay. And so, Marco, zero? Zero, like 0.1, Marco. What is it?
You know what? I'm going to keep it at zero because I don't think they win the series, so keep it at zero. You might as well.
Marco at zero. Shep at one. I gave you 2% chance that the Knicks win this series. I'm going to up mine to five. I'll be the optimist here, which is still not good for the New York Knicks. But let's see what they do in Miami. Let's see if they can go out there and force a game seven. Still a little bit of hope. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, you know, I do for a moment want to go from New York City, Manhattan proper. I want to take you to a guy who lives in Brooklyn, who might also be an NBA head coach. He played at Duke. He has no coaching experience. And he might have a job in Canada. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, I just want to say I've been listening to your show for the last few months, and I really enjoy listening to you speak. So thanks for taking my call.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, I appreciate you for listening. Everybody out there relaxing, chilling, making money, getting money. Good for you. I'm happy that you're here. Let's just hang out together, right? I don't care. Pretend this is the bar. And if you don't drink, pretend this is your living room. And don't pretend it's your living room. I probably don't want to sit in your living room. Just pretend we're talking about sports. That's what the hell we're doing anyway. I'm probably in somebody's living room. Plenty of living rooms right now. So I'm there already. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Momentarily, I want to tell you about a former NBA player who has no coaching experience, who might be a coach. I'll tell you about him momentarily. Let's talk to Chris. He's calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Hey, JR, what's going on, man? How you doing tonight?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I'm having a great day here, man. You know me, I roll up and down the highways of California. That's just me. I like listening to the radio. I'm a radio guy. Tonight, I happen to roll into Sacramento. Now, the only thing on my mind all day is Lakers Golden State. Normally, if they're playing in Oakland, I cruise up there. I don't get inside to the game. I don't got that kind of money. I just hang out with the fans.
Right.
Tonight, you know, I'm in Sacramento. What the hell is going on with the ESPN radio? I heard an advertisement this morning when I woke up, Max Kellerman saying the game will be on.
God. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Shep, was he angry? Was he confused? Was he calling over here to vent? Like, what?
Say all
does
the
he need
above.
A hug?
The all the above. I you know, when he first called, It seemed like he just straight up wanted to talk about the beauty of, you know, five Hall of Famers in the same series and what was going to play out in game five. That's the gist of what I got from him.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was did he want me to beat up on the folks on the other station? Is that what he wanted me to do?
He does realize you're a host on CBS Sports Radio, and if there's one host that would not take a shot at his fellow competitors, it would be you. So he called the wrong show.
I don't know.
Called the wrong show to look for that. He knows who he's calling, but he called the wrong show to look to, you know, smear ESPN.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who I'm trying to think of who opposes us anyway.
Freddie Coleman?
Oh, there you go. I'm glad you remembered.
He's good, man. You know what? I will say this. He's a good dude.
I've never met him.
Good.
I heard.
You guys would hit it off.
I've heard. I wouldn't know because I'm sitting here.
It's true.
I wouldn't know. I've heard, though. Nice guy. Anyway, speaking of nice guys, well, you know what they say about nice guys, Shep?
They don't finish last if they're Steph Curry?
Is Steph Curry a nice guy?
He's a very nice guy.
Okay. Well, right now he's pretty busy. But typically, and I don't know if it's true or not, they say nice guys finish last. And I don't know this guy from a hole in the world. Well, I've never met him, never interviewed him, have never had an encounter. I don't know if we've even been in the same room. I'm sure at some point in time we have. And I am referring to J.J. Redick. Speaking of, ESPN, J.J. Redick, since retiring in 2021, he's been an analyst on ESPN. More frequently, a lot of his hits have come at, you know, calling old NBA players firemen and plumbers. He has been annihilated by some of the old guard in the NBA. And he actually interviewed for the vacant position of the Toronto Raptors head coach. Now, does that mean he's going to get the job? Hell no. We know the Raptors dumped Nick Nurse after 4 years. And J.J. Redick is amongst several people who will be getting interviews. I told you in the last break about Kenny Atkinson, who's currently on the bench right now, next to Steve Kerr for the Golden State Warriors. It looks like he's going to interview with the Milwaukee Bucks for their head coach position. And Kenny Atkinson is in that same space to potentially coach the Raptors. We've heard ad nauseum about Charles Lee of the Milwaukee Bucks. We have even heard about, and I remember watching her play for the New York Liberty. I remember watching her a lot. Becky Hammond, who just coached the Las Vegas Aces, and she was on the staff with Greg Popovich for the Spurs. She might get the job to coach the Toronto Raptors. Now, J.J. Redick, here's the difference between him and Becky Hammond and Kenny Atkinson and Charles Lee. J.J. Redick has coached a grand total of nothing. Nothing. And so I don't believe J.J. Redick is going to get the job. But you know what? If I'm Masai Ujiri, what's the harm in talking to the dude? What's the harm in picking his brain? I mean, if you are tasked with running a team, something that Masai has done an excellent job on, now he has to figure out life, you know, post Kawhi Leonard, and I'm sorry, it's been a rough one. I didn't think they were going to win anything when Kawhi left. What's wrong with gathering information and intel? What's wrong with getting as much information as you can out of every potential candidate as to how people view your team? And so J.J. Redick, it's actually a smart idea to bring him in and interview him. He's a former player. What does he see different than Kenny Atkinson? What does he see different than Becky Hammond? And then you take all of the information and then you make a choice. But I think the Raptors would be hard-pressed just to say, hey, it's your job now. J.J. Redick, rookie. Toronto Raptors are trying to go in a positive direction. Ultimately, I think they're going to have to rebuild. I don't know if pulling in J.J. Redick is the smart idea, unless you want to rip the team down and have him grow with them together. I just don't see any circumstance where that happens unless they're going to blow things to shreds. And I don't think the Toronto Raptors are going to do that. Speaking of a head coach, Tom Thibodeau. He spoke to the media. Always cheerful, always bright, always cheery. Coach Tibbs. Yeah, he has a lot of experience coaching. That's what he had to say about Mr. 38-point Jalen Brunson after tonight's win. Listen to this.
What can you say about the guy? He's just incredible. You know, all-around player, great leader, great toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, ability to think on his feet, ability to lead.
Yeah, well, he's been excellent for the New York Knicks. He's actually been a stabilizer. He talked about him showing up. R.J. Barrett also spoke to MSG. He played 38 minutes and gave you 26 points. He credited everybody on the team for busting their ass.
I think Jalen played the whole game. You know, mm-hmm. It's just that was tough. You know, Jrue had a phenomenal second half. You know, Mitch knocking down those free throws when they were trying to foul him. Like, just, you know, everything like that. Hart getting that big putback when I missed that layup. You know, all these little things that we did tonight were huge for us.
Yeah, it's good for the New York Knicks and their fans. And by the way, as of right now, I don't think the New York Knicks fans. I don't believe they were outside of Madison Square Garden destroying anything. I don't think they were climbing up poles. I don't think they were making videos. I don't think they were out there making TikToks. I believe the New York Knicks fans just went home in an orderly fashion. Now, if they should have to force a Game 7 and they win that, I know all bets are off. The Knicks fans will completely lose their minds. But they got to go down to Miami first, one step at a time. The New York Knicks beat the Heat tonight 112-103, forcing a Game 6 that will take place Friday night in Miami. And once again, Jalen Brunson might have to go out there and play every minute and every second of the game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. And I know Jalen Brunson, he's tired. Every minute of tonight, think about this. The NFL is going to release its schedule tomorrow. And it seems that they're going to be giving everybody more football. Does the world need more football? I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today. Get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Looking for an adventure that will take you to new heights? Challenge your mind and body at SkyWild, the Greensboro Science Center's treetop adventure course. With 3 skill levels and 60 animal-inspired obstacles to conquer, SkyWild is perfect for family fun or company team building. For a different kind of adventure, try Flyway, the Greensboro Science Center's new zip line. And while you're here, take a spin on our carousel and explore our aquarium, museum, and zoo. Book your SkyWild and Flyway adventure today at greensboroscience.org.